This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
For being part of the conspiracy, Liberty Conspiracy, on Free Talk Live. I want to switch over to something else that is obviously a big, big news story. Actually, a couple big news stories. If you saw the visual that I provided, the visual for tonight's program has to do with the Defense Department, so-called, which has, since World War II, been an offense department. So, want to go with a little theme here. You know we're going to go with... All righty, everybody. So, what I've done is I've set up a couple things that will really make things concise and just give you some quick pieces of information. And then if you want to investigate these things further, you can do so. And I have some very valuable video clips that I hope will be valuable for you. It's subjective valuation in free market economics, so it's up to you to decide whether you think these are valuable clips or not. But first, I want to go over onto my video player, and of course, all the memories. Memories. Yes, Barbara. Yes, the memories. Oh, the memories. Oh, I'm so glad things are different now, aren't you? So the United States is not engaging in warmongering anywhere nowadays. And, you know, because he's gone. He's gone. Oh, why? Oh, so sad, I know. Oh, and John McCain is gone. Oh, but Tianibach's not gone. No, Tianibach's not gone. Got some Ukraine info coming up for you. And no, our guest is not Amy Klobuchar. That's a shame, isn't it? I know you're so disappointed. Yes. Don't you wish that you could have had this guy visiting for your birthday? That would have been awesome. Of course, your nation state would have probably been overthrown. So, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this. Here it is, everybody. We got a two-prong attack here that Eric Peters might have mentioned. Responsible statecraft reports yesterday, the Pentagon cannot account for 63% of nearly $4 trillion in assets. The subhead from Responsible Statecraft, DOD regularly buys parts and equipment it doesn't need because it can't keep track of the parts and equipment it already owns. Oh, and as you see down at the bottom there, I added this comment, but be sure to vote for warmongers like Nikki Haley. And that, of course, goes to the warmonger we're going to be discussing coming right up. So, let's talk a little bit about Nikki Haley, the warmonger, shall we? Okay. So right off the bat, I want to give you, where is this info? I forgot to mention something that I thought would be pretty big, but I'll tell you about that in just a little while. Okay. So first thing I want to do is travel to Israel. Because everybody knows Israel is just a great place. It's not expanding like a giant cancer into Palestine or anything like that. Here is this. And this one, I could have mentioned this last night. Politico says there are no indicators that Israel shared the Hamas war plans with the United States, despite the fact that it knew for ages that they had these plans. The codename Jericho Wall was the report. And it was more than a year old by the time the October 7th attacks occurred. Can you say LIHOP let it happen on purpose? Yeah. Can you say maybe Benjamin Netanyahu was a fan of Pearl Harbor? I think perhaps. Yep. There are no indications that Israel shared secret Hamas war plans, laying out a detailed blueprint of the October 7th attacks with U.S. intelligence community, according to three U.S. officials. I see. So now you got to cover your own behinds, right? Is that it? Meanwhile, if they didn't share the plans, why were you giving them $3.8 billion in military aid every year if you're not getting real information back about what their threats might be? How are you going to assess that? Oh, that's right, you're not. You're just going to give them more and more money. Though the U.S. and Israel have a close intelligence relationship, according to these officials, they claim that Israel didn't appear to have shared the secret battle plan about which it knew for a year. So that's kind of the bigger story, isn't it? Isn't that kind of the big story that the Netanyahu government, when he took over, as he took over, he either knew about it or he wasn't informed? He didn't find out about this? And how about the fact that we found out today that all the cameras along that area were shut off? They weren't on. The only camera footage they have is from the military vehicles as they blasted people to pieces, including some of their own people. Yeah. Isn't that great? But don't you fret, because it's very important that Lloyd Austin promise that the United States get even more involved with Israel, which he has. And yet, here's something interesting. He blames us for the disastrous United States foreign policy. This is a very nice little piece from, oh, who could it be? Got to redo this. Hold on a second, everybody. This dumb, screwed up thing. Here we go. All right. Okay, there we go. Defense, let's see if this happens again. It didn't. Who's this by? Defense Secretary Austin blames non-interventionist for disastrous foreign policy. Now, if I click off this again, will it pop up again? No, it didn't. Good, thank you. Wow, who could have written this? Oh, it's by Ron Paul. How strange. He's a guy that they posted in the LA Daily News. Good job, Ron Paul. Let's read this. Over the weekend, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin explained to the American people what's really wrong with U.S. foreign policy. Some might find his conclusions surprising. The U.S. standing in the world is damaged not because we spent 20 years fighting an Afghan government. That's we, of course, we're all tied into this because we'll go to jail if we don't pay. Fighting an Afghan government that had nothing to do with the attacks on 9/11. The problem has nothing to do with neocon lies about Iraq's WMDs that led to untold civilian deaths and another failed democratization mission. It's not because over the past nearly 2 years, Washington has taken more than $150 billion from the American people to fight a proxy war with Russia through Ukraine. It's not the military-industrial complex or its massive lobbying power that extends throughout Congress, the think tanks, and the media. Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California's Simi Valley, Austin finally explained the real danger to the U.S. global military empire. Yes, folks, if you're like me, it's us, as Ron Paul says, the non-interventionists. Let me enlarge that for you. Ron Paul deserves some enlarged print there. According to Secretary Austin, non-interventionists who advocate, quote, an American retreat from responsibility. This is a guy who swears an oath to the Constitution, and he's got the chutzpah to say that. That's quite breathtaking, isn't it? Austin said the U.S. must continue to play the role of global military hegemon, policeman of the world. Or as the Nubom Turks say, if we're going to be the police of the world, I want my donuts free. Yeah. Because, as he says Austin, Lloyd Austin, military doesn't conform to the Constitution. We can make him more illegal than he was. More deadly. More hegemonic. Faster. He can be the $106 trillion man, billion-dollar man for Ukraine. Dan Austin said the world will only become more dangerous if tyrants and terrorists believe that they can get away with wholesale aggression and mass slaughter. Gee, it's almost like you could have said that in 1948 as Israel started to establish itself. I don't know. It's weird. And Ron Paul says, how's that for reason and logic? Austin and the interventionist elites have fact-checked 30 years of foreign policy failures and concluded, well, it would have been far worse if the non-interventionists were in charge. How about non-intervening in my neighbor's pocketbook and not forcing him to pay for stuff like this? Let me give you a quick example of this. All right. Here's what's going on recently in Ukraine. Here's a headline from the Washington Post. Miscalculations, divisions marked offensive planning by U.S. Ukraine. Okay, here's another headline. Responsible statecraft. The sky is falling. Officials say no more money for Ukraine. Are they saying that they're not going to give any more money? No. They're saying that they've run out of the money that they've already promised and they need to steal from us some more. That's what Lloyd Austin is saying. Here's what a Biden administration official said. And this is a person, by the way, from the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, which always puts out the economic numbers and stuff like that. And they claim that they're nonpartisan. Listen to this. The Biden administration issued a stark warning to House and Senate leaders on Monday, telling them that U.S. aid for Kyiv would run out by the end of 2023 if Congress doesn't pass the White House's proposed emergency supplemental package, which includes about $61 billion for Ukraine. Quote, we are out of money to support Ukraine in this fight. This isn't a next year problem, concludes a letter sent by Shalanda Young, the director of the Office of Management and Budget. The time to help a democratic Ukraine. They canceled the elections. They don't even allow reporters there. Democratic Ukraine. That's like saying when the coup happened in late 2013 and Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt worked with Nazis, that was a democratic Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Let's go with yachts. It's all in your mind, as Love and Rockets would say. The time to help a democratic Ukraine fight against Russian aggression is right now. It's time for Congress to act. So the OMB literally is engaging in lobbying for more money to be spent in an unconstitutional fashion on Ukraine. Can you believe that? It's just stunning. It is absolutely amazing. And guess what they're doing here? They're running out of money. Ukraine is desperate. They sent people to COP28 in addition to talking about the climate and getting wind farms put in. They literally have a deal for wind farms to be put in Ukraine. Ukrainian government is going to be spending money on wind farms when we don't even know if the Ukrainian government is going to exist at this time next year. They're using your tax money to start wind farms in Ukraine. I don't know. Maybe they can just blow up a bunch of cluster bombs out in fields and use the kinetic energy from that. I don't know. Thermal energy. I don't know. It's insane. But check this out. This is the way the politicians are playing this. And Daniel McAdams and Ron Paul did a great job talking about this today at noontime on the Ron Paul Liberty Report. I highly recommend watching this one. But so we got Chip Roy, and we have he's in the House. And we have Senator Rick Scott, both GOP. Okay? Now, get this. They are looking at the fact that Ukraine is in trouble, they're running out of weapons, and they need more stuff. Not as a way to say, hey, okay, we're done. We've used up all the money, no more. They're not saying Aerosmith, no more, no more. They're saying, oh, we're in a very good position now to get what we want from Democrats who want to continue funding Ukraine. We can get them to agree with us to fund what we want on the unconstitutional federal control of the border in the southern portion of the United States, continental U.S. This is what Chip Roy says. Well, first we'll read what Rick Scott says. This is a quote from Fox Business. The only way we're going to get a result is if we will not give Ukraine money unless it's not, we're not going to give Ukraine money because we swore oaths to this, you know, this ridiculous and completely absurd so-called authority of the Constitution, which is an authority, but we promise to at least abide by it. No, it's not that. It's the only way we'll get a result is unless it is completely tied to a month-to-month, on a month-to-month basis, to a reduction in the number of people crossing the border. That's what they want to do. Again, it's collectivist defense, so-called, turns into offense. Collectivist border control turns into them saying that they will want to, they will get what they want, you'll get what you want on the border, as long as they can play favorites to send money to kill people in Ukraine. I mean, gosh. And this is what Chip Roy says in response. Exactly. No security, no funding. Really? Border, you're calling that border security? Taking my money, that's security. Forcing me to pay for a border I don't even live near. That is security? You're calling that security, Chip? I call it theft. I think my description trumps your description because it's my friggin' money. It's not yours. It's mine. So when I say you're stealing it from me, it doesn't matter your rationale or justification. You're taking it against my will. That's theft. Period. Done. Thank you. Bye-bye. Doesn't matter whether you've got a constitution. And even there, it doesn't allow you to take that money for the border. It doesn't allow you to protect the so-called border of Texas. It doesn't allow any of that stuff. As I mentioned, it's not in the constitution. The word immigration isn't there. Naturalization is there. Have you read it, Chip? If the word Ukraine, writes Chip, is uttered on the floor of the House of Representatives before we have secured the border, well, then I guess it's never going to happen. That is an utter fail by Republicans. Thank you, Representative Chip Roy. Well, Chip, we disagree here. We disagree profoundly. And what's curious is the man who claims that he's all in favor of peace and yet lobbied for Lockheed Martin to open up a plant in Vermont. They, of course, make nuclear weapons and bombers that have, you know, wiped out thousands of people. Yeah, Bernie Sanders, you know, the guy who consistently votes for the NDAA every year, the National Defense Authorization Act, because it's filled with pork and often says, well, we shouldn't be in that country, but never declines voting to send more money to the troops who are unconstitutionally spread hither and thither all around the planet. That massive hypocrite, this time, maybe he's getting a sense that there are some people on the pro-peace side who might have an effect on his bottom line and how he looks. He is now opposed to more military aid to Israel and Ukraine. He says, well, kind of. Here's what he's first saying. Just in, says the HuffPost. In a break with President Joe Biden and Senate Democrat leadership, Senator Bernie Sanders announced Monday evening that he would vote against a supplemental spending bill to provide emergency military aid to Israel and Ukraine. Do you think his reasons are for peace, or do you think that he's not seeing the pork that he wants in there and he could have his arm twisted just right if he could just get something? Just get something else. I wonder. Now, with that stated, keep that in mind because in a couple minutes we're going to talk about Jerry Nadler, who also is doing something surprising. But before we talk about Jerry Nadler, I want to tell you about what else is happening inside Ukraine. Remember the conversation that Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt had, which was the famous F the EU thing? A lot of the media people focused on that. They tried to draw attention away from the rest of the content, which was them talking about the government that they were putting together to put in place of the government that the United States and NATO and Soros splinter groups overthrew in the Maidan coup. And then they made it look like the snipers were government snipers, and they weren't. They were CIA cutouts. Well, Victoria Nuland, Jeffrey Pyatt, they're on the phone. You can still find it on YouTube. You got to scroll down a little bit. Go with the long version. Don't go with the short version. Go with the five-minute version. And you'll hear them talking about all the different people that they want to put in. And they're going to put Yatsenyuk in, and he's going to be supported by Klitschko. You'll hear them mention Klitschko. and by Tonybach. That's the Nazi from the Sloboda Party that is in all the pictures with John McCain and Joe Biden, shaking hands with Joe Biden. Well, Klitschko is the mayor of Kiev, and he's like a former pro boxer or something like that, a wrestler. He says this: Vitaly Klitschko claims Zelensky, quote, Zelensky is on his way out. He's a former boxing champ that says Ukraine's leader is paying for his mistakes as counteroffensive grinds to a halt. Well, we knew that that would happen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is failing as a war leader and will soon be on his way out, according to Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. Klitschko, former heavyweight boxing world champion, admitted in an interview with Swiss outlet 20 Minuten, I guess they can't, afford 60 minutes, that Ukraine's counteroffensive had stalled and Zelensky is now paying for his mistakes. Okay, well, who wants to keep sending money out to all of that? Well, that would be none other than, you got it, the woman who now has enough money coming in for her political campaign for president that she's putting ads all over talk radio, Nikki Haley. Let's listen as I caught this on the Howie Carr show. He talks at a certain point about getting a sound clip from, I think, Janet Yellen. But listen to this. This is during the commercials. They have his mic open. This is from the Rumble feed earlier today, okay? So here's Nikki Haley and the commercial, as Howie goes to commercials. Here's the warmonger. Yes, the deep state woman. She made her career off of promoting the military-industrial complex and, of course, messing up states as a governor. Here we go.
The world is on fire. There's war in Europe, war in the Middle East, and a crisis on our own border. This is Nikki Haley.
Okay. So the first thing she says is there's war in Europe, war in the Middle East, which the United States has been funding unconstitutionally. So she just states this as if they're just happening and the United States has got to pay attention to these things. No, they've been extended because you have fed them, Nikki. You and your military-industrial complex warmongers, you vampires, you bloodsuckers, have made tons and tons of money off of these things, being board members on these things, the way Kelly Ayotte was with BAE Systems, at the same time that she was a board member at Fox News promoting the idea that more military hardware needed to be sent to Ukraine. It would be over in Ukraine if the United States had stopped. There would be peace. The United States lobbied, along with Boris Johnson, almost coming up on 2 years ago, to not see Ukraine have peace there. And you've got the fatuous gall to say that there's war in Europe. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip. trip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month. However, they acknowledge the need for additional measures to address rising prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We return with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and we continue with our investigation into Nikki Haley. There's war everywhere, always. There's never a time when you're not going to find war somewhere on the planet at some level. And the United States shouldn't be involved, constitutionally or morally. But we'll continue. We'll continue, Ms. Safety for Us.
I believe a president must know the difference between right and wrong.
All right, I'm laughing. Let's continue.
Good and evil. I know how important it is to defend freedom, defeat terrorism, and stop socialism.
America.
All right, should I keep going, you guys? She's talking about stopping socialism, collectivism. What is everything that she's just mentioned? Collectivist. Can you hold on to your money? That's all there is to it. You either get to keep your money or it's socialism, collectivism. That's the bottom line. That's the way it works. She's a collectivist. That's the way it goes. She's not defending anything except her friends in the military-industrial complex.
Strong and proud, Nikki Haley for president.
Today, China, Russia, and Iran are advancing. There's chaos in our streets and college campuses.
China, Russia, and Iran are advancing. Is Iran advancing? Did you think? Because, I don't know, I've seen that map with all the U.S. military bases around Iran. Even Elon Musk tweeted that. For some reason, she's not mentioning all the new bases that the United States has opened in places like Poland and the Philippines. You know, the fact that Victoria Nuland got very upset that at least two bases in Niger that the United States used to run for drones are now no longer in United States possession. And Victoria Nuland got rebuffed when she went there to say, hey, maybe we could, like, seduce you to coming back to the United States side. Who's expanding and who's not there, Nikki? Who's been expanding since, oh, I don't know, World War II? Who overthrew the government of Iran in 1953? I don't know. Isn't that funny? It's kind of strange.
Our security is threatened at home and abroad.
It is? By how? Oh, you mean when people attack American civilians because, as some of the terrorist suspects have said, they think that the United States government is our government? They think that you blowhards actually speak for us. Okay.
It's time for a new generation of conservative leadership. We have to leave behind the chaos and drama of the past and strengthen our country, our pride, and our...
So we have to leave behind the chaos and drama of the past. What did she just do in the past 20 seconds of her commercial? She just tried to gin up fear, drama. It's very dramatic. You can hear the music. It was like something John Williams would have done for a Darth Vader cutout scene.
Yes,
Liz Cheney stuff that he's looking for, but here we go.
We will beat Joe Biden and make America strong and proud. I'm Nikki Haley, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Oh, man, that is rough. That is just some nasty, nasty stuff. Unbelievable. Just amazing. Nikki Haley, big supporter of you know what. Big supporter of the warfare welfare state. And curiously enough, she has a big billionaire supporter now. Billionaire Democrat donor Reid Hoffman donates to Nikki Haley. I wonder why Reid Hoffman would do that. Billionaire Reid Hoffman gave $250,000 to a super political action committee supporting Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, according to an advisor for the LinkedIn Corporation co-founder. Hoffman joins several other billionaires who have historically donated to Democrats, including J.P. Morgan Chase and Company's Jamie Dimon and investor Bill Ackman, who have expressed support for the former South Carolina governor in recent weeks. Now, I don't want to jump to any unnecessarily disconnected conclusions, but as I mentioned, having gone to Boston University, which is 85% Jewish, as a guy who was mistaken to have been Jewish there, because my last name's Goldsmith, but it's an English name, I noticed some massive amounts of money coming into Boston University from very hardcore Zionist interest groups. But I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Yes, Bill Ackman, Jamie Dimon, and Reid Hoffman. Now, we've got Dimitri Melhorn, who advises Hoffman on politics, confirmed the donation, which was first reported by the New York Times. Haley, a former United Nations ambassador, you know, as the United States was overthrowing places like, oh, other countries like Libya, Ukraine, that sort of stuff, after the bombing of Serbia and the killing of a million people in Iraq, that was twice as many as were killed by the time Madeleine Albright got interviewed in 60 Minutes. This former UN ambassador has gained support in recent weeks from major donors looking for a Republican alternative to former President Donald Trump, who currently leads the field by a wide margin. Wow, that's interesting, because he's very supportive of you-know-what. Hoffman was the 25th biggest donor in the 2020 election cycle, giving $14.6 million to candidates, according to Open Secrets, all in support of Democrat candidates. But she's clearly not a Democrat. She doesn't stand with a lot of the big spending and warmongering of Democrats like Hillary Clinton. She's totally different. Totally different. Or maybe not. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Well, let's turn to this. This came out in August. Nikki Haley's sudden wealth rooted in weapons industry, pro-war advocacy network. This from Li Fang, who has been doing exceptional work. The former UN ambassador went from virtually no savings in 2017 to a small fortune, in part from defense contracting and war advocacy ties. I have cross-posted this at Substack if you want to find it. When should America deploy its armaments and forces to conflicts around the globe? How about when there's a declared war? Or how about America shouldn't, because it's still immoral and taking somebody's money. And how much of the American military intervention abroad is shaped by genuine humanitarian and U.S. interests versus the tangled web of foreign alliances? These questions, which have long divided both major political parties, were on display in Milwaukee last night. This is in August, at the first Republican presidential debate, as foreign policy loomed as a key point of contention. And he goes through Vivek. He says, Vivek is the only candidate directly against any escalation of the Ukraine-Russia war. And he says he argued that the conflict represented another no-win war like Iraq and Vietnam. And several candidates, in contrast, bitterly argued that supporting Ukraine is a moral necessity. Mike Pence, of course, we know what he had to say. He said that Putin's a dictator and a murderer. And, of course, he shouldn't be caring about the United States when he was talking to Tucker Carlson. Nikki Haley, who also backs more American funds and military support for the conflict, made similar remarks. Look at what Putin did today. He killed Prigozhin. When I was in the, oh, really, he did? When I was in the UN, the Russian ambassador suddenly died. This guy is a murderer. Oh, I'm sure you can take that to court and prove it, right? But the debate turned personal a moment later as Haley charged that Ramaswamy is choosing a murderer over a pro-American country. Well, let's get into this. The incendiary exchange, which instantly became a viral, made-for-television exchange clip, shared widely, belied a deeper divide in foreign policy and the curious background of Haley, who went from near negligible wealth with virtually no assets or investments other than a bank account with less than $15,000 in 2017 and up to $1 million in debt to a sizable fortune. Over the last year, sorry for the pause there, you might have thought I was going to how much she was worth now, but yes, she had $15,000 in the bank account in 2017 and up to $1 million in debt. Over the last year, Haley and her husband reported a vast investment stock portfolio and $12 million in income. The former South Carolina governor left the Trump administration in 2018 at a time when her parents were struggling financially and had just faced foreclosure. Those days are over. Haley now resides in a 5,700-square-foot mansion on Kauai Island, now worth close to $5 million. Haley and her husband also helped sell a strip mall once owned by her parents and worked to clear the family of previous debts. Along the way, Haley became wealthy in large part from her ties to a network of defense interests and hawkish advocacy organizations tied to U.S. and Israeli intelligence officials. And one of her first reported private sector jobs, after leaving her last government post, Haley joined the board, you got it, my friends, of Boeing, a defense contractor, a position that paid around $300,000 a year in cash and stock. Haley, according to disclosures, still owns up to $250,000 in Boeing stock. Haley's primary income, aside from speaking engagements, is from United Against a Nuclear Iran, an advocacy group shrouded in secrecy. Of course, they're going to paint Iran as evil, even though Iran has always been open to the International Atomic Energy Association. They pass all the inspections every time. The group, which has lobbied for military strikes on Iran, and she has openly stated, go after Hamas and then hit Iran, remember after October 7th, is advised by Zohar Palti and Tamir Pardo, two former Israeli intelligence officials, as well as many former U.S. national security officials. The Department of Justice previously intervened in a lawsuit to prevent the disclosure of United Against a Nuclear Iran's donors, claiming that doing so would, quote, cause harm to national security. Haley also works as a consultant to Prism Global Management, a New York-based investment fund run by Richard Kang, a position that earned $708,335. While the investment fund has no substantial online presence, Kang is active in the defense world and serves as an advisor to America's Frontier Fund, a new group backed by former Google chief executive Eric Schmidt and run day-to-day by Gilman Louie, the former head of InQtel, the CIA's venture capital arm. At a launch event for the fund last year, a participant openly discussed the fact that America's Frontier Fund is investigating strategically in choke points in case of war between China and Taiwan, in which case the fund's portfolio would increase tenfold overnight, end quote. That's quoted. Michael Haley, Nikki's husband, also launched his own defense contracting firm in recent years. Michael, who previously served with the National Guard, along with stints in human resources and at a high-end clothing store, earns up to $500,000 from a company called Allied Defense. An investigation from the Daily Beast showed that Allied Defense appears to overlap with a sister company, Defense Engineering Services, that helps clients, quote, navigate political and legal concerns to allow for defense system acquisition, end quote. In other words, they're a lobbying group. I-Corps Systems, a firm founded by Michael, touts clients in, quote, aerospace manufacturing, as well as gaming. The website for the company provides full details, but the company brought in up to $1 million in a few details, but the company brought in $1 million in income for the couple. So good stuff from Li Fang. Now, if there were a lot of names that you might want to hear again down the line, I'll read this again on Thursday. I won't be here tomorrow night because I'm going to go to Boston as long as my body lets me to take my family to go see Andrea Bocelli and his family sing down in Boston. So, so I won't be here tomorrow night, everybody. But do you remember the board of Boeing? Let's see, United Against a Nuclear Iran and America's Frontier Fund and Allied Defense. So a lot to be thought of there. And I-Corps. Good stuff from Li Fang. And Nikki Haley is getting all sorts of support from Democrats for some reason who, yes, if you're getting my drift, I think are very pro-Zionist. Now, here is one other big thing. Talk about Zionism. Here's the headline, and I'm going to give you this video, really good video from Danny McAdams and Ron Paul. And we come in with Ron Paul making some great points about the way that these people down in Washington will make their deals. Border deal for Ukraine money. So immoral, so disgusting. Business Insider writes this, however, and we got to give credit where credit is due. This is really amazing. I'm talking about Jerry Nadler, everybody. Get this. These 105 and others, 105 Democrats declined to vote for a resolution declaring anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. And here is, you know, we were talking about the Rockfin chat comments where, you know, you could come up, get rid of these acronym names. And, Rick mentioned this. Rick XRP mentioned this. Well, here is a bill, and we'll show you the actual bill because the Ron Paul people actually have a screen cap of it. And I believe it's in this video segment that I isolated. But this is a pretty impressive little thing that happened. Remember, about a week ago, they had this proposal to say that you can't be anti-Zionist, right? Well, here's Nadler. Now, he's Jewish, comes from New York. This is interesting. 105 Democrats voted no or present on a resolution that declared anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. This is very interesting. And you can see the button point here. Representative Jerry Nadler, the most senior Jewish House lawmaker, said the resolution was factually wrong. He actually said that. All right, let's turn to Ron Paul right now, everybody. Here's Ron. Check it out. We'll just welcome him right now. This is great.
So, well, I wanted to finish up with just a little update because we talked, I think it was a couple weeks ago, about a bill that went through the House, that went through Congress, about anti-Semitism. Now, the one thing you can count on in Washington is a steady supply of bills condemning anti-Semitism. That's just what they do. But we talked about Representative Massey voted against this. I think he was the only Republican to vote no on it. And what this last bill had was the implied that anti-Zionism was anti-Semitism. It wasn't specifically stated. So when some people may have said, hey, that's not strong enough, so they came out with a new bill. Now, skip ahead one because I got these in the wrong order. Skip ahead to the one where it says the number of the bill. So they just introduced a couple of weeks ago H. Res. 894, strongly condemning and denouncing the drastic rise of anti-Semitism.
All right, so there you go, H. Res. 894. Remember that. It was introduced on November 28th.
The U.S. and around the world, 894 it is. So this has taken over for the one that was passed a couple weeks ago and has a lot more of a bite to it. For the first time, I believe, on the House floor, this is the operative resolve clause, clearly and firmly states that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. Now, that's a real problem, and I think my suspicion is that some of these zealots in there who are just desperate to pass these bills constantly don't really know that much about Jewish history, about Israel, or about Zionism at all. And in fact, they thought they were doing a great deed and a wonderful favor to Jews worldwide, when in fact they were not, and they were called out on it by none other than Gerald Nadler, with whom we don't often agree, a very liberal Jewish representative from New York. However, if you go to the next one, now Thomas Massey retweeted, he says, I'm going to vote against this one as well. He says, anti-Zionism isn't anti-Semitism. That's what Massey said. And if you actually go to the link, Nadler, believe it or not, had a very insightful, now don't play it yet, a very insightful statement on the floor. Now, part of his district in Brooklyn were what people would call the ultra-Orthodox Jews, the Satmari Jews, which, interestingly enough, originated in Hungary, I think in the 19th century. But a lot of these so-called ultra-Orthodox Jews do not support Zionism at
all. Exactly. They are practicing Jews. They're not secular Hebrew people. They are real Jewish people who believe in their faith and not in Zionism. So we'll continue.
All. And here's Nadler, who knows best because these are his constituents. Let's play 52 seconds of Nadler. Hold on one second. We need to grab our earphones here if you have yours. You've got Nadler explaining to the House, who were probably gloating enthusiastically about what a wonderful deed they've done, pointing out to him, you guys don't know what you're talking about. This is a terrible idea. Let's listen to Gerald Nadler. A little bit of a technical thing. Here's Jerry. Come on, let's go, Jerry. Here we go. Let's get this volume up.
That all anti-Zionism, it states that all anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. That is either intellectually disingenuous or just factually wrong. That unfairly implicates many of my Orthodox former constituents in Brooklyn, many of whose families rose from the ashes of the Holocaust. While most anti-Semitism is indeed anti-Semitic, the authors, if they were at all familiar with Jewish history and culture, should know about Jewish anti-Zionism that was and is expressly not anti-Semitic. This resolution ignores the fact that even today, certain Orthodox Hasidic Jewish communities, Satmar in New York and others, as well as adherents of the pre-Jewish state, pre-state Jewish labor movement, have held views that are at odds with the modern Zionist conception. According to the Jewish Encyclopedia,
okay, that's
quote,
there.
The anti-
so basically, and we didn't play the whole thing, but Nadler goes on to very appropriately say, this bill would condemn millions of Jews around the world as being anti-Semitic because they are not supportive of Zionism.
Exactly. And I ran into that sort of thing at BU as well. Peace advocates at Boston University who are against the expansion of Israel, who might have been Jewish. Well, suddenly they're labeled anti-Semitic. And you're sitting there like, oh, man, do you realize how dumb that is? It's just incredible, just incredible stuff. Now, I want to give you one last thing, everybody, before we go. And I promised that I would give you this information. You know, we talked about shuttling the weapons all around the world. Well, in the meantime, many politicians around the world, like Nikki Haley and others, would capitulate on your right to keep and bear arms as people like Jerry Nadler continue to push to aggressively grab your arms. So let's get a little theme. Couple stories I want to give to you in the news that I think are worth mentioning real quick. Okay, first off, I didn't get to mention this one yesterday. The Western Journal reported this, and because we were going so long, I decided I'd talk about it today. 2A victory, judge rules federal ban on handgun sales to 18 to 20-year-olds unconstitutional. It's Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% of attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete. So it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol. And it's available in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.